You recall that we're running in the budget with $5,750,000,000 of participation sales. To be honest with you, I'm scared of that. It's too late for me to change all the detail of the thousands of portfolios that goes into it. What I would like to do is to carry up in the summary a lump sum adjustment, which says something like allowance for possible shortfall on planned participation sales, $750 million. Just go with $5 billion. Then I can say to the world, look, fellas, we're planning on $5.75 billion. Well, we're going to be conservative. We're not trying to do any flim-flamming here, and we're not sure that's going to work, and so we've made an allowance here and raised our budget total by that amount. That, if I did that, it would not affect the NIA budget deficit, but it would raise the administrative deficit from what it now looks like is 7.6, 8.2, 8.4.
There's no way of just making it 5,000, $5 million?
Now, what I would do is say I have counted in the budget $5 billion in total. But the way I've done it is make plans for $5,750, and then I put an allowance in here, $750, that I may not be able to sell. It's too late to go back and change all of the individual items.
I think that's
good. I think it'd actually give us some credit for saying, look, we're being conservative in this budget. We're trying to do $5,750, but just to make sure we're not overstating it, I'm just taking an allowance here.
Yeah.
Upping
my
budget total by $750.
Yeah, I think that's good. I think that's right. I thought this morning, when I talked to you, I had the feeling that maybe if you needed to, we could go back to five. That's a pretty good way to go back to it for this reason. I think this. We got to be a little careful to have enough to require a tax increase.
Mm-hmm.
If we get around 12, 13, or even 14, they might just say, well, hell, use that as an excuse to kill it. They're going to kill it anyway, but now let's see. This would give us 8.4, and we pick up 6 taxes, roughly.
Well, that's the 8.4, yeah, that's right.
It'd be 14.4 with no tax bill, you see.
Right.
And I can just say roughly $15 billion. How much do we get from postal? About $700?
$700, that's right. So with the two of them, you've got
over 15, and I just feel like we can't have that big a deficit, so I can't have $15 billion tax bill, so I'm going to have this.
Also, I got word that Johnny Burns and Wilbur Mill both are stomping up and down saying they might go along with a tax increase, but by God, they know this is going to be a gimmick budget. Etc. They want to see every dime of it laid out. So I'd like to beat them to the punch if I could.
Yes. Now, what would they be doing that for? I thought I could understand Byrne, but Mill's supposed to be our leader.
Well, I got this third hand, and may not be correct, but this is what I'm told.
From our offices?
Yeah, from Joe Barr. You might want to talk to him about it. It was a hurried conversation on my part. He said he talked to Johnny Burns, who talked to Wilbur, and Wilbur feels a little bit the same way.
What does he feel about? What does he feel
well, that's
about?
All I got from Joe, really, was that some, kind of a wanting to make darn sure this budget added up and we laid everything out. They didn't want any gimmicks and all of this.
Well, now, what gimmicks have we got that we haven't had?
We're pretty good on that. The first
place,
we're not sending...
The first place, we said 4.2 last year. Or 4.3, which was
4.2.
It? 4.2. All right, so 800 million more. That's 20% more, I guess. And I guess our budget is 20% more than what he's planned last year. It's 112 and 134. I guess we've got almost as much increase. So the 8.42 is to 5.
Right.
And it's 112.
Is to 135, roughly. That's
135.
Yep.
You better make that case. 4.2 is to 5. That's 112 is to 135.
Now, we're not going to make the 4.2. We're only counting on 3.8 this year. But it's still the same point, still valid. Same point, still valid. And, we've got an awful heavy stockpile sale in there.
Well, not
that's all right.
Compared to last year.
It's less than 66. We actually made almost a billion. We've got about 800 and some odd million in each year now, 67 and 8. We're not sending up things like school lunch in impacted areas. Johnny Burns in particular jumped on this one last year. You fellas are sending stuff up you don't really figure on getting. So we don't have anything, I can't recall any item like that. We had one little one at the last minute. I took it out before I came over to see you about it. So I can't think of any item like that we have in. We got a little item this year, $300 million, where we did some financial juggling with the International Monetary Fund to get around the debt limit, but that's straightforward. We're not projecting it in the future. We just did it because of the debt limit problem, which they caused us. And it's only a little jiggle. So I think we're in pretty good shape on that, except for the big assets there.
What do we say about supersonic?
I'm just writing that this afternoon. I say something like, contractors have been selected for further work, but final decisions have not been made. Funds are allowed in the total budget for the program, something like that, but not in the specific FAA budget. And we'll just try to keep it uncertain. The decisions haven't been made.
You got $200 million in part.
That's right.
And $900 million for the pay raise.
$1 billion for the pay raise. Turned out when we worked through the military more carefully, Bob was right and we were wrong.
And how are you going to do that for 3.6 in July?
3.6 in July. Now, Mike Monroney has said he thinks that's not a bad number.
We better talk to the leadership and see what they'll take. See that we'll try to get them together on it.
I think 3.6, one thing, 3.6 in July we might hold. 4.5, which was the other one we were talking about, in October, just as sure as shooting, they're going to push it to July. You can't beat them without affecting
them. Can you got any chance to get your postal pay through?
Well, it'll go up with the regular pay. You mean postal rates?
Yeah.
Well, Larry says that with the pay increase and with some service improvements and with a lot of noise about needing money to modernize the service, he thinks there's a chance. Now, we're pretty optimistic in figuring we'll have it through by July 1. But Larry says he figures there's a chance with the pay increase. He had said earlier, without the pay increase, he didn't think there was a chance in the world. And, of course, he's going to link the two because it's the same basic committee. You know? I don't think he'd say he could guarantee it at all, but I think he says there's a chance.
What is your deficit this year? Still 10.5?
10.3 or 4, I forget which to be precise. It's either going to be 10.3 or 10.4.
I see you still got me missing it. You're going up. I guess you figured that I ought to miss as much as Kennedy and Eisenhower.
5/10? 4/10?
Well, last time I had is $300 million. Next time I heard of you, I'd cut it some and you were up to $500 million.
I think it may end up $400 million, but, you know, it's just those receipts estimates bounce around as we finally get them tied down. What the problem has been, not the corporate and the individual, it's the thousands of miscellaneous receipts that we get from, you name it. We have about $5 or $6 billion of miscellaneous receipts from oil and mineral leases and patent fees.
Do you get any good out of Udall?
We're putting in $350 million in offshore oil receipts in 50. These are the ones that are undisputed. And he's now working on
leases.
On both leases and selling oil tickets. Now that we couldn't get done in time to put in. It'll take a while to get it. We can get it. I'm all for selling the tickets. I don't know if we can ever do it or not. There's $200 or $300 million there, but we couldn't take credit for it.
What do you think the reaction is going to be to the budget?
I haven't sat still long enough to try to think that one through.
Let's see, it's going to be 100, and what is the budget this year, 127 or 8?
126.7, 127, let's say.
That's 127. Next year it's going to be 135. It's going to be up 8. How much of that's defense? 5?
5. And another half is interest. 7/10, actually, or 6/10. 6/10 interest.
All right. What else?
HEW accounts for another, I don't have my numbers, but something close to $1 billion. It isn't quite $1 billion.
All right.
Now, what we'll get, of course, is we've got $1.2 billion increase in asset sales, which offsets other increases. And what you can explain most, pays $1 billion. What you've got, it goes up $5 billion for
defense.
Pays
$1 billion, HEW $1 billion.
HEW roughly $1 billion, interest $0.7.
And poverty $5 billion.
Poverty on the spending side, maybe a little less. That's right.
$4 billion.
Now then you got $1.2 billion of others offset by $1.2 billion of asset sales. Increase in asset sales. So it isn't bad. One thing I did look at, we want to feature this national income budget if we can. I don't know how much good it's going to do us. And I was just looking at some charts the other day. And if you leave El Vietnam, what you get is, for all practical purposes, a straight line from 1955 on. In other words, Eisenhower, once the Korean War was over, and you take all of our spending, trust funds, everything else into account. When you look at that chart, it kind of goes up about in a straight line. Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, very heavily in the Social Security trust funds are part of it. But you couldn't tell when, in terms of the rate of increase, really when the Republican administration went out and the Democratic administration came in.
We're going to have a $2 billion NIA deficit.
Please won't hold me to. That's my best number now, but my people tell me that this floats around. They've got to go through every single loan transaction in the budget to figure. Those are netted out.
We got any budget people particularly mad? Anybody really disappointed in the cabinet?
No, I don't think so. In fact, when I finally sat down to think this thing through, I was a little sad and disappointed with myself because I don't think enough people are mad at me. No, I don't think so.
Was Gardner happy at what you did with his education?
Delirious, but it obviously will help. Gardner is just a